On today's show, road rage is helping boost SUV sales in China, Jaguar Land Rover's profits plunge, and Ford launches a car sharing service in London. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 27th of 2015. You've heard our reports about SUV sales booming in China. They're up 48% so far this year. Well, now comes a fascinating report from the research company Sanford C. Bernstein. It says road rage in China is a key reason behind the booming sales. Apparently, people feel safer in an SUV. Road rage in China is a growing problem, rising in tandem with the massive surge in cars on the road. This is a pattern we see all over the world. When a region sees a big increase in traffic jams, road rage increases with it. Earlier this month, a video went viral of an angry Chinese motorist dragging a woman out of her car and kicking her in the head. That prompted authorities to plead with motorists to act civilized. But with sales headed to 30 million new cars a year, these road rage incidents are only going to grow. A lot of people have wondered if Ford made a huge mistake in selling off Jaguar and Land Rover, especially now that those brands have the strongest lineups they've offered in years. But here's some sobering news. In the last quarter, JLR's profits fell 33%, mainly on falling sales in China. Even more troubling is that for its full fiscal year, JLR reported an EBIT profit of 2.6 billion pounds, or $4 billion. But it spent 3.1 billion pounds, or $4.7 billion, on new plants and new vehicles. That means it's not generating enough profits to pay for future products. Something's got to give, because in the long run, this is not sustainable. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Car sharing is becoming more and more popular. By the end of the decade, the industry is expected to generate $6 billion. And as we told you last week, ride sharing could potentially take millions of vehicles off the roads. That's why a number of automakers are jumping into the business, and now Ford is the latest. It just launched a service in London called GoDrive, with half the fleet consisting of Focus Electrics. Like other services, you reserve and access a car with a smartphone. But it's unique to other services because it's the only to offer one-way trips with guaranteed parking. Ford is also conducting car-sharing tests in the U.S., Germany, and India. Detroit is considered by many to be at the center of the automotive universe. But would those same people say it's at the forefront of autonomous technology? Probably not. They point to Silicon Valley. So to change that mindset, a group called Mish Auto, which includes Ford's Bill Ford and GM's Mary Barra, as well as other local organizations, has launched a new initiative to spur the technology. The effort will include high-tech research and development into self-driving cars, connected vehicles, new fuel technologies, and other important innovations. Mish Auto feels that if anyone wants to design, test, or manufacture mobility technologies, they will have to have a presence in the Motor City. Coming up next, John will step in because it's time for You Said It.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work, Dow.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Boy, that system that Ford introduced to help backing up with a trailer sure got your attention. 2012 Big Perm says, I think the trailer backup assist is great because it eliminates the learning curve for casual users. Lisk agrees. It's a great idea because when it comes to backing up a trailer, I am the worst. But not all of you saw it that way. Buzzard says, Ford's backup thingy? No thanks. I'm quite capable. The internet guru feels the same. I'm not sold on that trailer backup thing Ford is putting out. John M. thinks It would take some getting used to before I could keep my hands off the steering wheel and controlling the vehicle myself. David Pate loved our after-hour show with Travis Hester, the chief engineer on the Cadillac CT6, especially that gigantic aluminum casting that's mounted under the front fenders. He wants to know, how much labor and assembly time cost did Cadillac save by eliminating 35 separate steel pieces? Well, I don't know the specifics, David, but think about it. Those 35 different pieces needed to be tooled up, probably by different suppliers, shipped to the plant, and welded together. That's a lot of tooling, material handling, and assembly time that is now eliminated and replaced by one single part. A number of you wanted to know what Fiat is up to in the American market. Allie's dad says, what about those dealers who invested in Fiat studios who have only the one Fiat model? And Steve W. says, Fiat has shown it is capable of making stylish, attractive cars. Why don't they sell them here? Well, guess what, guys? Fiat really doesn't make that many different models anymore. There's the Agea Project, the Panda, the 500, the 500X, and the Cubo. Oh, and then there's the Doblò, but that's sold in the American market as the Ram ProMaster City. Today, the Fiat brand has really been shrunk down to just a few A-class and B-class cars. HTG is eagerly awaiting your driving impressions of the new Miata. I'm saying that thing is the reincarnation of the Ferrari Dino Spider. What did you think of the interior? Well, I'm embargoed until June 2nd about driving impressions, but I think I can safely say this is the best Miata yet. And the interior is quite well done. No, it's not sumptuous or pioneering in its use of materials, but it's a nice, straightforward interior that does not come off as cheap. Hey, thanks for all your letters and comments, and please keep them coming. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and join us again right here again tomorrow.